What went wrong because you weren't paying attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Randy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So not so much me. It was my dad when he was in the Air Force back in the 60s. And he got into a service elevator. It's real old ones where it's the old wooden doors that you push up and then you close them yourself.
Yeah.
He didn't close it all the way down. There was a little gap. And one of his foot was hanging over the edge of the elevator. Well, it started going up, and as it went to the next floor, the concrete caught his toe,
flexed
it, and he stopped it, went back down, looked at his boot, and said, oh, I think I'm okay. There was just a cut in the boot, but then all of a sudden, blood just started oozing out.
Mm.
So he took his boot off, one toe was gone, and another one was hanging.
Ah! What toe was gone?
The pinky toe was gone,
all
the one right next.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, the next one was just hanging, so he had to get that amputated. But the only good thing, if anything, that came from it is he did actually eventually get discharged with medical.
So he's got eight toes.
Yeah, so he got a check every month, a little check, some money, but an awesome insurance for him and my wife. But, yeah, he said he wasn't paying attention and just all of a sudden felt something squish his boot and looked down and
see, I would take one of the toes and go like Wendy's and put it in a Frosty and then see if I could really make some money.
I'm going to sue you for, what is this? Oh, my God.
What went wrong because you weren't paying attention? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, in theory,
put
right?
it in a taco, you know?
Because a lot of people, you know, they'll find like, you know, a fingertip is in their taco, all right? And then they sue for $20 million. I mean, in theory, assuming you did not bite into it, shouldn't you just get like a card for a taco?
Something.
No.
$20 million because you found a finger. It's not like Wendy's took your finger. Sorry, Wendy's, we're just using you as an example. But it's not like Wendy's chopped your finger off and said, eat it.
Right.
We put it in the taco. Someone else lost their finger. Tragic for them. Somehow it ended up in your taco. I see the finger in the taco. I mean, in the end, like $20 million is great. But honestly, like, I just wanted a taco.
I feel like if there's a fingertip, you get the right to sue for millions.
But a toe, no one's going to believe it.
Unless it's that random bar where people drink shots with a big toe in it.
Yeah, I don't know why people do that.
What went wrong because you weren't paying attention? 206-803-ROCK.
People are insane.
That explains it.
And they're drunk.
Yes. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So first off, I have ADHD, so a lot. But the one thing that came to mind like right away was I was doing a delivery for a company I used to work for, and instead of taking some stuff to Seattle from Arlington, and I was like, okay, cool, pop in the address. That was what I thought was the address anyway. Down to downtown Seattle into a really sketchy part, and realized I was at the wrong address. So I started to back out, and I was like, the truck's not moving that well. I wonder what the hell is going on. So I just, like, get a little bit more gas. And that's when I noticed the yellow pylon tearing into the door.
So you messed up the company vehicle.
Correct. I have never actually messed up one of my own vehicles. But company vehicle, yes, actually twice.
How did you mess up the other one?
So I was getting on the on-ramp in Bellingham, and I didn't notice the semi merging over. Because it is that one where it's an on-ramp and an exit, all in the span of like a couple hundred feet. So he just started slamming over, so I popped my brakes on because I didn't realize he was right there. And I hit a piece, a nice little batch of like of water that was semi-icy, and that slammed me right into the Jersey barrier right up by Iowa.
Now, what happens when you mess up the company vehicle? Like, do they just deal with it, their insurance? Do you get in trouble or what?
So the first time, the owner just like, because he didn't want to do an insurance claim, the guy that worked next to us, he owned the body shop, so he just did the body work for us. Which was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then the second one, that was a bit more like frame damage, a couple other things. And then they're like, okay, yeah, no, we're just going to like take away your forklift license. I'm like, wait, how does a forklift come into me driving a car? I'm like, but anyway, so that was about the extent of it. And then I actually found a different job after that. So I don't think there was anything else other than they might have gotten rid of me, but who knows?
Okay.
All right. Do not hire him to drive your comedy vehicle.
No.
That's my thought.
Jesus.
I did it once. I won't say whose company vehicle it was, but I was like probably 18, and they had borrowed a minivan from work, and I clearly took a corner too closely and scraped a telephone pole.
Okay.
So I kind of heard it, and then I kind of was like, well, I don't know, probably wasn't me. And then, yeah, that person, one of my parents was like, do you know what happened? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do you remember when we worked at Baltimore at the sports station, the Pontiac Aztec had just come out, which is the ugliest, dumbest looking vehicle.
Probably in the last 40 years. It's probably the ugliest vehicle other than a PT Cruiser.
It is inexplicably stupid looking. But anyway, our company, believe it or not, we got a deal to have one. And it became the company vehicle. Now, to make it worse, we were the Ravens' flagship station. So now they've taken a Pontiac Aztec, which is already about as attractive as a bucket of armpits, and they wrap it in all these purple decals, and it has a big Ravens head on the side. Like, you can't not look at this thing if it's going by. Now, we did not drive it to the stadium. I do not know who did, but me and this other guy, Ben, back in the day.
For reference point for people, the car that in Breaking Bad... Yeah.
They have a Pontiac Aztec?
Yeah, he drives an Aztec in that show.
So if you know that show, but picture purple with the big Ravens logo. Like, it's just, you can't miss this thing. Yeah. So we used to laugh about it all the time because it was in the parking garage at work. And we're always like, that's the ugliest, stupidest thing. And our boss at the time, who shall remain nameless, he was like, can you believe we got a deal on this? We're like, yes! Anyway, someone else drove it down to the stadium. We're down there doing the game. And at the end of it, boss rolls up and he's like, hey, I need you two to take the vehicle back to the station. We're like, which vehicle? Because there were other vehicles as well. He's like, the Aztec. We're like, no. He's like, what are you talking about? Just grab the keys, take it back to the station. We're like, dude, that is an ugly vehicle. He's like, oh, it's not that bad. We're like, it is. But the important thing here is that I don't want to be seen in it, right? Because even though everyone in Baltimore is a Ravens fan, when they saw this vehicle, they laughed out loud at it because it looked that stupid. And I'm like, I'm not getting in that thing, man. I don't want to have anything to do with this. My buddy Ben's the same way. He's like, nah, man, like that. This is not the vehicle. He's like, guys, just drive it back to the station. Just take it back. We need someone to take it back. Like, well, who brought it down? He's like, well, he's doing other things now. He's going to ride back with so-and-so. Just take the Aztec back.
No, he's not doing other things. He didn't want to drive it back and be seen it.
And I just remember he's holding these keys in his hand, and a little keychain swinging under there. And he thinks he's doing us a favor. Like, hey, I'm giving you this great responsibility. We're like, we don't want any part of this, man. Seriously. Like, it's that ugly. He's like, is it really that ugly? It is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing, and I don't want to be seen in this vehicle. Well, anyway, we end up having to drive the thing back. Right? I mean, we're pleading with him. Like, dude, please, please don't make us drive that. We'll take any other vehicle back, right?
Yeah.
But we don't want to drive that. But he goes, no, the other vehicles are, like, for equipment. This is just kind of promote the station and promote the Ravens. And we're like, right, we get that. We don't want anything to do with it. We end up driving it back. So Ben's driving, and I have the seat completely reclined. And he's like, come on, man. I said, no. Oh, I said, I'm not. No, I don't want anyone to see me in this thing. And he's like, well, they only see me. I'm like, well, that's a you problem.
That's, yeah.
I refuse. And until we got back into the parking garage, finally put the seat up. Seriously, dude, I cannot explain how embarrassing this thing was. And every time we stopped at a light, you could hear people outside commenting on it. And in Baltimore, they don't pull any punches. Everybody expresses their opinion to you.
Out loud.
Yeah. Look at that dumbass, blank, 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 blank. Come on, man. And then they're saying our station. I'm like,
oh, no.
I'm not showing my face, bro. It's like, what, a 15, 20-minute drive? But all right, we got it back. Ben's like, never again. I said, dude, lose the keys somewhere. He's like, for real? If it's up to me, throw them in the trash can and just say, look, we don't know what happened to the keys. Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Never even gotten that thing. Ben would not do it. And I'm like, dude, I will do it. He's like, no, man, we'll both get in trouble. I said, look, I'll take the heat on this. I'll just tell
him. That bad?
Mike.
Have you seen this car?
Yes.
It's not that bad.
It is. And again, in Baltimore, it's different when every single person outwardly comment. Like, if you get on the bus in Baltimore, everyone there, they'll talk about what you wear, how jacked up your teeth are, what your hair looks like. It's just, everything's a roast, right?
Sure.
So, like I said, every time we stopped at a light, I could hear everyone just killing this thing. And I'm like, I do not want to be seen. It was that freaking ugly. Swear to God. I'm like, nope.
Our question, what went wrong? Because you were not paying attention. 206-803-ROCK.